Thursday, 12:30. 12:30 on Thursday, Providence Civic Center. Number 2 seed Villanova taking on number 15 Robert Morris. Robert Morris, by the way, won the Northeast Conference. And Jay Wright, I don't know, everyone's pointing fingers at it. First of all, Jay, you said last night you were surprised to get a number 2, but I thought you made a very good point that you said, I look at the number 3s and I say, well, we could have ended up there, but you can make the argument that we should be where we are as well.
Thank you, Neil. I was surprised. I thought we'd probably be a 3, but we'll take it. And if you're in it long enough, you get some bad seeds and you get some good seeds. But I want to thank everyone for coming out today also and just make this point. This is one of our huge events, and I hope you've heard it enough today, but I hope you understand how much time Phil Martelli and Fran Dunphy with their wives, Judy and Ree, put into this all year long. We are, all of us are just like you. We kind of, when they ask us to help, we help. But these guys live it, and it's amazing what they do. We're all really proud to be a part of this. We thank you for joining us. And our biggest event is our basketball, which is in the spring. And I think the date is April 17th. It's a black tie affair. You got, please join us. We still, we have our corporate sponsor is Independence Blue Cross, who was our presenting sponsor since the inception of the ball in 2004. And we want to thank Blue Cross Blue Shield for that. They've always been with us. And if you guys, you would love this event. It's like an Irish wedding, man. It's not your typical black tie for everybody's dancing. Hawks are dancing with Wildcats. Owls are dancing with Explorers. It's awesome. It's a lot of fun. So you can go to www.phillycoachesversuscancer.org and get tickets for that event. Please join us. One thing I'd like to say about the tournament is there is so much Philly in this tournament. There's so much Philly in college basketball. At this time of year when jobs are opening, we all get calls to recommend guys, and the more and more calls I get, the more I realize how everybody is connected back to Philadelphia basketball. You know, they'll ask me about some young assistant on another staff, and I'll realize why they're calling me, the guys from Philly. And we are very proud of our basketball heritage here in this city, and especially at Villanova. We have a table out here. We have guys from our 72 team that went to the national championship game, Mike Daly, Chris Ford, Tom Inglesby, Keith Heron, one of our all-time leading scorers, Eddie Pinckney from our national championship team is here. So I got to get a touch from you guys before we go today. I always got to touch the guys that went to the Final Four so we get a little luck before we go. Our first round game against Robert Morris has, they've got 2 Philly kids on the team. One of the guards is from North Catholic, is a tough kid, Veltra Jones. They got a kid from Chester on the team that's a hell of a player. And they have the rookie of the year, who's a North Jersey kid. And they all play with our guys and against our guys. They're not going to be intimidated at all. So that is going to be a very tough game. And we're looking forward to playing in a Big East city, being able to be in Providence. I did not say to the Villanova people we're going to go back to the Final Four. That would get me killed at Villanova. I said we're going to New England. Let's enjoy ourselves like we did in New England last year. That's what I said. So, Neil, you get me killed for that. If I promise them we're going, I won't be able to go out in the spring. Here's some thoughts on some teams real quickly. During the Big East season, it was very interesting. When we lost a couple games, I was always concerned that someone was going to ask me, you know, was West Virginia the best defensive team you played all year? Or was Pitt the best defensive team? And I never wanted to have to answer that, honestly, because Temple really was the best defensive team that we played against all year. It was the most difficult time we had scoring. And I really think that gives Temple a great advantage in this tournament. And if they get a matchup with Kentucky, one of the toughest things for young guys to deal with, and it happened in our game with some of our freshmen, when you make your first or second move and and you can't beat the guy, and maybe you make your third move and you beat the guy, but LaVoy Allen's there to help, and you're not making your shots, and you're in an NCAA tournament game, and you're a young guy, you don't understand how hard you have to work to get a shot, it could affect their psyche. I would love to see a Temple-Kentucky matchup. I think Temple would have one of the best chances of beating that young team. Some of the other teams I've seen during the year that I think are really good is Georgetown. They have a style that's going to be very difficult in the NCAA tournament. And I also think the BYU and Kansas State are teams that a lot of people don't know about that could really make a run. So for our team, I know we've lost some games here at the end, but we really feel like we're playing better. We really do. We're getting better defensively. We're getting better on the glass. And we're really fired up to get into this tournament. We wish Dumpf and the Temple Owls all the luck in the world. I'd love to see two Philadelphia teams get to the Final Four. I think it's about time. I think this basketball heritage in Philadelphia is worthy of that. And I hope you all have a great time watching the tournament. Please come out to the basketball. And Will and Bill, you guys do inspire us. Thank you very much.
Jay, I just want to ask Jay about when you talk to his players, and we all know they lost 5 out of 7 going into the NCAA tournament, but when you talk to his players, remarkably, they really show a tremendous amount of poise and don't seem down. And Jay, I want you just to give your coaching, the key to your coaching these kids to make them believe that losing 5 out of 7 is not all that bad.
Well, I think it's exactly what John said. It's what we all do. We all do the same thing. One of the greatest lessons in sports is how to deal with adversity. And I think that's why all of you in the business world, most of the people out here are ex-athletes. And what makes you successful in the business world is dealing with tough situations, dealing with adversity, getting knocked down, and coming back with a positive attitude. It's pretty simple, and all of us here understand it. But that's what you gain through sports. And it's the most important characteristic we want our guys to leave Villanova with. We don't want them to leave Villanova with a Final Four or a Big East championship. We want them to leave Villanova with a great education and the knowledge that my attitude in life and how I deal with everything that I'm confronted with is the most important characteristic I can have. And we're lucky we get good kids. They listen to that. You know, losing 5 out of 7 is nothing compared to fighting cancer. I think Phil talked about that, John talked about that, and our guys understand that. It's all about the next play, it's all about the next day, it's all about the next game, and that's what we try to get our guys to understand.
I just want to let everybody know on Wednesday night at 10:30 on Comcast Sportsnet, we're going to have, I spent the day with Jay, so you'll kind of see what he does during the course of a day, and then we mic'd Fran Dumphy. I spent a day with Jay. I didn't even have to bid for it. I spent a quality day with Jay. And then we have Fran Dumphy mic'd during one of his games, which Dumph just loved having that microphone on. So that'll be Wednesday, 10:30, Comcast Sportsnet, our special March to the Net. One of my Comcast Sportsnet colleagues, Ed Pinckney, is here. Ed, can you just stand up for a moment? We're waiting again, Ed, for that wonderful moment that you were able to experience. Just talk about what it meant in your life and how proud you are of what the program is doing today.
Well, it's very unusual to watch them and have the relationship that I have with those kids. I mean, so connected all the time. And
Eddie recruited all the guys on the team. He's humble. All the guys we have right now, Eddie recruit.
Well, makes it easy if they have to play for you. So, but no, it's great to watch this team play. They play hard. They play together. They play smart. All of the characteristics that Jay talks about on a daily basis. But to have a chance to experience and play in the tournament all the time and get to the final game is unbelievable. I mean, get a chance to play in the NBA, and that's all guys talk to me about is, and you talk to the Sixers and some of their players, they're all going through their brackets and trying to match up their teams and who they feel is the best team to beat and all that stuff. So it's, I mean, it's an exciting time in basketball, and it's great to be a part of sort of history in terms of Philadelphia basketball and getting to the final game. So haven't had another experience in basketball like it since. I mean, 12 years in the NBA, that's still the pinnacle of my career, playing in the national championship. So there's nothing like it. So I'm hoping, I'm wishing you both luck. I mean, I get a chance to see both your teams play. You both play the game the right way, and I'm pretty sure you're both going to have very deep runs in a tournament, the both of you. So good luck to both of you, and I'll be watching. We'll all be watching. All right.
Thank you, Ed. And by the way, about a month ago, Ed had an opportunity for the first time since that national championship game to walk back into Rupp Arena and just look around the building and see a Kentucky practice or a game, I guess it was, and played Vanderbilt in a game. So that memory is still obviously so important in Ed's life.